chatting with head coach Fred Harbinson post round one as the V's wrapped up their first round matchup with Vernon in five games on Friday. Just looking back at the series as a whole, maybe let's just jump into game five itself at home. Probably can't draw it up much better than that, winning 5-0 and winning the way you did and just having a very solid performance in front of a great atmosphere at the SWC.
Yeah, no, I thought we had a good series all around, but, you know, clearly after, you know, we didn't make any excuses, you know, as far as when we lost game three, you know, a lot of teams could have said, well, we still outshot them or whatever it was, but, you know, we dissected it, told our guys that we didn't think we got to the front end enough, and there was a few other details that we wanted to clean up, and from that point on, I thought, if we were good in the first part of the series, I thought we were great in the back end of it. And the last two games and the one you just mentioned, the closing out of Vernon in game five, I thought our guys, right from minute one to the end, executed extremely well.
You talk about details. Obviously, players honor details on the final two games. You outscored Vernon 11-2 in games four and game five. What do you see change from games three to the back half of the series?
We made some adjustments systematic-wise, but it was easy for us in the fact that, you know, really Vernon didn't make any adjustments all year. I mean, it was the same. They played the same system, the same way, exact, you know, game after game. And so we were able to, you know, we knew what we had success, you know, when we were playing the way we wanted to play, we were having success against what they were trying to do to us. You know, them starting on the, you know, on the penalty kill a couple games in the first minute, you know, got our power play going and feeling good about ourselves, and the rest of the you know, game kind of took off from there. But you know, for us, it's, you know, I talk to our guys, it starts with our work ethic. You know, a lot of people want to just look at us as a skilled hockey team, but when we've been at our best, we're a hard working hockey team. And I thought our forecheck, and we had a relentless approach, you know, to our back pressure and tracking of pucks, and it gave us more time to play in the offensive zone, which you saw game in and game out in that series.
Vernon loved to toot their own horn, per se, when it comes to their forecheck and how that helped in their win in game three. But you just talked about it there. It seemed like that was a big key, how heavy the V's played in the offensive zone, because at times it looked like Vernon was hearing footsteps and turning pucks over, especially in games four and five, where you guys had goals because of that.
Yeah, well, you know, our way, I mean, we try to carry the puck in as much as we can and then grind teams down. And, you know, obviously their goal is to always dump pucks. And I think nowadays, I mean, a lot of people realize that, you know, you expend a lot of energy throwing the puck away to have to go get it. And we've got a pretty quick decor that can get back to pucks quick and move pucks before they take hits. So that's kind of what was happening, and for most of the series, and I guess for most of the entire year, really, when you look at the amount of times that we played them, I think 10 times, and lost them once.
Talking with head coach Fred Harbinson after round one, Bees will play West Kelowna. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. You're talking about D-Core getting back to pucks. Some guys stepped up when they needed to as well with injuries, David Eccles, Dante, but maybe one guy is still having quite the month is Dixon Bowen. Started the position early in February. I thought he might have been an X factor in the back end in that round one win.
Well, not might have been. He was. And you know, it's funny. I've had a couple scouts this week come up to me and talk about that defenseman, Dixon Bowen. And I start, you know, I laugh and say, well, he was a forward a month ago or whatever it was. And, you know, really with Bast and Poolman out this series, without Dixon, it could have been trouble. So, you know, now Pooley's ready to get back in there for sure now, and Gabe will see. But no, Dixon, you know what, he played some great hockey back there over the last few weeks, and he's getting more and more confident every day playing that position.
Couple things about Vernon still. One, Scott Conway, 27 points in the regular season and the playoffs. Have you seen someone like that at any level dominate one team in their season?
Not in my 9 years here. You know, we've had some great players here and some guys that have had some strong performances against certain teams. But, you know, and I think in our community, one of the Vernon fans kind of was disappointed that I had said before on the TV that I said, we don't like them. I said, you know, I got to clarify that, I have respect for the Vernon program because they've been around a long time and had won a lot. And that's what made me work hard as a coach, our staff, and I know our players and our fans work, you know, everybody wants to beat them. So when a guy comes in here like Scott and, puts up those kind of points against that rival team, I think Scott's going to be a player that everybody remembers his name for a long time here.
And he scored a lot of big goals and kind of ties into my next thing, because a key player, he's going to get a lot of attention. But as a team as a whole, including Scott, I thought a really disciplined approach by the Penticton Vs in the series. It's easy for some teams to get emotional and get sucked into some extracurricular activity, both on and off the ice. A lot of words were said directed at yourself, at the program. I know you guys did a great job of turning the other cheek, but I want you to address that now.
Well, I mean, simply, you know, as far as when it started off in game one, my philosophy as far as, you know, playing your top guys in a, you know, in a game where you've got a big lead, here's my philosophy. Ever since they've changed the rules as far as, you know, the fighting and the suspensions that we'll hand out if you have multiple fights at the end of games, if a team takes a hook, a hold, a trip or something against my team at the end of a game when we're leading, then, you know, my fourth line will come on the ice and try to, you know, manage the power play. If you're going to run around like a bunch of monkeys and try to intimidate or send a message, so to speak, like they did back in the old days, then why would my response be to put, you know, lesser players on the ice, if that's what you want to call it? So, because that's what they're trying to insinuate, that our fourth line would be lesser of players. So, you know, we put our top guys out there. He didn't like it. To me, I thought he lost his cool going in the media. I think part of our game plan in that mindset too was that I had a feeling he would do that. And they're an emotional team that was very undisciplined. We've got a 30% power play, and it sucked right into what we wanted to do. And then from there, a lot of storytelling on their part. And the thing that was really, to me, shocking was you've got a guy over there that wants to make reference to his 90 games, basically, in the NHL. And there's not another coach in this league that played in the NHL, but a lot of us played. You know, he made reference that I didn't play. I'm not going to sit here and talk about my coaching or my playing accomplishments, but I can tell you I played at a high level, but more importantly, I've coached a long, long time. And so for him to reminisce about his, I guess he's the only one that can sit and talk about all the unwritten rules of this game. He's like a historian because he played 90 games in the NHL. He needs to remember that he's standing on the same bench just a few feet away from me doing the same thing that I'm doing. So I don't really take it that much, you know, I don't take him as being much more special. And then the kicker was at the end of the series when he shook my hand and told me that he has no respect for me. I can tell you a few of his players said some good things to me in the lineup as I did to them, because it's a battle, it's a war, and when it's over, it's over. But, you know, I think he's frustrated. You know, it's when he was beating me a few years back, I know what I did. I sent him text messages wishing him luck to keep the championships in the interior division. But obviously it's hard for some people. If you're not on top, they don't know how to handle it. And right now he's not showing that he can handle it very well. And for me, it made me work hard. Maybe he doesn't want to work hard.
Hard work paid off the series win for the V's. Lastly, what was it like game five on the bench? I know you talked about it jokingly after the game. You didn't have a voice because it was so loud in the building. How fun was an atmosphere to see the fans come out like that?
Well, it's like I said, I think, I'm proud of this town. Like I said, my first few years here, when we were losing to Vernon, I think it started right from the top, like, you know, from our fans. Everybody waited for Vernon to beat us all the time. And now people walk with a bit of a swagger and a little bit of a confidence, and some want to call it cockiness. That's fine. But, you know, you have to go into those games thinking that you can win. And then when you come into the rink and see 3,000 people in a first-round playoff series and you're beating your big rival, I mean, that's something I think everybody in town is proud of, and I am as being just part of it.
Congrats on round one, a very emotional series, very well-played series, and obviously we'll talk about round two coming up.
Yeah, you bet.